Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure. Might as well. It's everything. It's Tuesday.
Yes.
It's Hump Day. It's Drillville Thursday. It's Happy Hour Friday. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man.
It's Black Friday. It's all of it.
Put it all in there, man.
It's everything today.
You going shopping with the... You don't Black Friday shop, do you?
Oh,
you
no. So. Okay. Nope. But, like, the weird thing is... Like, they do it all month now.
It seems like
a lot
right?
of these places
okay.
are, like, our sure. Black Friday deals are all November, or, like, it's all, you could do it all online now, too.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
you get Black Friday deals. Wasn't the whole point of it, like, you had, like, Bo's doing it? Wasn't the whole point of it you had to go stand in line for when the doors opened and
fight over
people
damn TV?
To get
yeah.
a TV? Like, yeah, that and I don't think that's bad. That's not good. Like, people would get injured and all that kind of stuff. But
that's the excitement
like, you had
it,
to right? earn it.
That was a family bonding moment, though. You know,
yeah.
do that. I would take my daughters, drop them off at Target. They would stand in line. I'd go by myself, typically, to Best Buy and stand in line. And then we'd all get together and go have lunch afterwards.
Right. And like, what did you get? Doing. How cheap was it? What was the deal that you got?
Now I just did Black Friday shopping on my phone just
yeah.
now.
Yeah. You're just sitting
Perfect.
There. Sitting there by
Perfect.
Yourself. And
Perfect.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably better, but yeah. like, I don't know. Maybe we're losing something, you know?
No.
It's like, it's one of these little,
I don't know.
They all add up, you know what I mean? It's just one of these little cultural things that we just are like, no, we don't do that anymore. Now simplify it, and everything's just a click of a button. And then 30 years from now, everybody just eats out of a tube and doesn't get off their couch.
Yeah, it's out there in that brick, because it's going to be brick.
Oh, is it going to be cold on the
Oh. Yeah.
Again, that's the other part of it. Like, you got to go earn it.
Yeah.
You got to get up early.
Freeze your ass off.
Yeah.
Get the TV.
Or don't.
Or get a blender.
Or don't.
Or something like
but
that.
But I just feel like deals, like, that was a part of it. Was like, you to get the deal, you had to be willing to go through the...
The sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
And now to get the deal, you just have to have a phone and an internet connection.
Damn right. Damn right.
It's not enough.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because
you don't want to get up. You just want the deal.
I'm up. Hey, if I'm
Do
up.
You have to get up to get it now? Like, you have to... Is it a time thing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that.
Oh, well, you're up anyway.
I'm up anyway. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. My wife's like, baby, Could you get up and while you're up, could you go over to Target and get us a TV or so? I could, because I'm already up there early and everything. Like, my whole objective while we have these few days off is to sleep in.
Okay.
If I can get to 7 o'clock, if I get to 8,
let the sun wake you up.
Yeah, let the sun wake me up. I think I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try it.
That's what I do every day, but sun is spelled S-O-N, and that starts at 5:45 today. That's when the little guy decided he wanted to get up, and so that's when I got up, and that's fine.
Yeah.
A little bonding.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yes. There's nothing wrong with that, Dob. Yeah, just be careful out there in them streets, man, they will make the TV again. They will make that same size again, and you might not get the $40 off that you got. But don't get swole up, man.
That's the other thing.
Don't be leaking on Target and Best Buy Flow.
That's the other thing, right? Too. It's like TVs now. I got that whatever inch TV at Costco got for my birthday party for like $275.
That's what I'm saying. That would be the only thing that I would see people fussing and fighting over would be them TVs and stuff, electronics and stuff. Don't have the damn employees have to come clean up your blood.
No.
Because you done got your head knocked out for a week.
Yeah, don't get a black eye for a Samsung.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it ain't worth it because they're going to make more.
there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Yeah, just be extra cautious, extra nice.
Be respectful.
And don't get your ass whipped.
Yeah, not for that.
Not for that.
It's on the list of things you don't need to get beat up for, right?
Yes.
Your sports team, electronics.
Yes.
What else?
That's pretty much it, though. Like,
traffic. Don't get beat up over traffic.
Because the thing about jumping out your car to get mad at somebody,
it's too risky.
It's too damn risky.
You don't know what's out
especially
there.
If it wasn't no accident.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wasn't no accident.
Yeah, somebody cut you off.
Okay.
Okay, it happens. Really gonna
How many times have you cut somebody off?
Me?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, lots. On accident. You don't mean to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get
don't get lumped up.
A lot of football over the next 45 minutes. We'll get into a college football corner Friday, Saturday, all the action, also the rankings that are going to come out tonight as well in about 15 minutes. You got NFL games Thursday, Friday, yes. Sunday, and Monday.
Yes.
They snuck that Black Friday game in there for you between the Chiefs and the Raiders. So at least it's that game.
Yeah, Desmond Ridder's not starting.
I know. What a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame. Aiden O'Connell's going to get the start for the Raiders on Black Friday. That's on Prime, by the way, which is perfect because they'll have like little Prime Black Friday banners that pop up.
All game.
So you're like watching it. It's like, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. Let me do some Christmas shopping.
All game.
Genius. It's just all pure, game. Pure genius. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Any final thoughts on last night's game?
No. I think the biggest thing, and look at the AFC right now, that we look at the West has three teams in right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got the Chargers and the Broncos, and obviously you got where the Chiefs are. So the Chargers have got to stay pace because the Dolphins are coming up behind them also. Mm-hmm. And then Baltimore, I think just the formula for them is – 20-plus rushes for at least 20-plus rushes for Travis. I mean, for Derrick Henry. At least 20.
Do they get it? They do. They get another crack at the Steelers.
Yes.
On December 21st.
Yes.
So as they're behind the Steelers right now in the standings, they'll get another crack at them. And hopefully, for their sake, they'll get back after that game they played last week. This is sort of a season-long thing, but you saw it again last night. Like, these running back acquisitions in general in the offseason, but Saquon and Henry and I don't know. Maybe they can save the running back market?
No,
probably not.
Because there's a lot of good running backs.
Those guys are generational.
Those guys are elite.
Yeah, those guys are generational.
They're elite players. And so
it's just those things you saw. As soon as they did it, it was like, well, that's going to work. That's going to be incredible there. Derrick Henry is the Ravens going to be incredible. But Saquon Barkley of the Eagles is going
to
be incredible.
But you think about where those two dudes went to.
Yeah, perfect situation.
Considering the teams that they came off of, losers, doormat franchises, and then to go to a team that's already loaded with a really good quarterback, a running quarterback at that, so that's going to help you out a little bit more.
Just perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect team building.
Perfect.
Bears-Lions is the first game on Thanksgiving. The Bears aren't very good, but this is like, to me, this is a part of a season-long culmination for the Lions where they've had these standalone Thanksgiving games forever, and they've lost a lot of them, and it's been tough times. They're going to beat the hell out of the Bears on Thanksgiving, and that's going to be like, because this is the Lions Super Bowl.
Yes.
For a lot of years.
Yes.
Not anymore. Like, the real Super Bowl is their Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, because they can make it. Yeah. I'm on site. St. Brown is not practicing today. Said something going on with his knee and everything. But, yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams is playing well. The Bears have lost in so many depressing ways this last month. They're ready for December to help get here. you know. But Caleb's been playing better, and but yeah, I look at Detroit. Detroit might, because the thing with Detroit, you got to outscore Detroit.
And you can't.
And you can't.
And they also give up the second least points in the league.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't. Like, you're going to have to score to beat Detroit. You're going to have to get in the 30s.
They're the best team, right? I mean, it's hard to say the Chiefs aren't because they're the Chiefs. Yeah, but, like, they're playing way better than the Chiefs.
Oh, you're playing good, man. Damn, Eagles.
Eagles are playing really good. Yeah. That NFC Championship game, man. If it's those two teams.
Yeah, the Eagles are playing a lot better. Damn, figure it out.
So, Josh Allen surpassed Lamar for odds-on MVP favorite.
Yeah, I mean, just look what he did in the Kansas City game.
Oh, it's crazy.
He was outstanding. He was at that run, everything, he was outstanding. So I think it's him, Lamar, and then Saquon.
I hope so.
Pat Mahomes and Saquon.
I hope Saquon's right there in the mix because he should be. Just sort of projecting ahead and thinking about who's playing really good. Obviously, you want the Falcons to bounce back and win and make a run to the Super Bowl. That'd be awesome. If that doesn't happen, a Lions-Bills Super Bowl. You sign me up for that.
I mean, yeah.
You sign me up for those two teams.
I mean, I would love nothing more than for Detroit, all the dormant years they've had.
They haven't won a championship since 1957.
For them to get in that
game. That's 10 years before the Super Bowl even existed. They've never won one. Yeah. And they lost four straight.
Yes.
I played one of the guys in our group yesterday in the golf tournament was from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Diehard Bills fan. Was like, you know, early teens during that four-year run. So like prime sports fan age. Can you imagine losing four Super Bowls in a row?
You remember that 30 for 30? And they're like, yeah, we got to go back again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they haven't been back since. So anyway, I don't know. If that's the Super Bowl matchup, that'd be great. Giants, Cowboys, no one cares about that.
Nothing at all.
Awful, awful, terrible football game that's going to be on national TV. Take a nap during that one.
You know it.
And the Dolphins, the Packers is fun, man. The Dolphins are playing good. Packers had their best performance offensively of the year last week. They put 38 on the 49ers. The Packers are a good football team.
I'm telling you right now, and it's time, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, the 49ers might be done.
Yeah,
they might be done. They might be done. Yeah. They're just too banged up and getting too old. And you look at these long playoff runs they've had so many years, it's probably like it's finally done caught up to them. Yeah, the Packers are good as long as Jordan Love doesn't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
As long as he's not turning the ball over. Yeah. They're fine. They're fine.
He was efficient against the Niners. Josh Jacobs is fantastic.
Yes.
He's having a really good year. He'll go over 1,000 on Thursday if he gets like 55 yards. So he's having another nice year. And, yeah, man, that should just be a fun game because I like how the Dolphins are playing right now too. We said the Chiefs and Raiders are on Friday. I mean – good luck. Good luck to the Raiders. Although, Chiefs don't blow anybody out,
they don't blow
anybody
out, man.
They don't blow anybody out. They're 12.5-point favorites.
It's horrible, and I mean horrible, as the Raiders are. It's hard for me to say they're going to beat anybody by two touchdowns.
Yeah. The Raiders can keep that within 10.
Raiders are horrible.
So what are you saying? You saying they're going to beat them by 12.5 or not?
No.
They're not going to?
No.
Okay, so the Raiders can keep it within two touchdowns.
I think so.
Got it. Yeah. Are we making picks this week? We're going to do it digitally. We're not going to do it on the radio. Okay. Currently, as it stands right now, and I don't know if this is going to change or not because I know J.K. Dobbins is banged up. They don't know his status. The Falcons are 1.5-point underdogs Sunday at home.
Not surprised.
Against the Chargers.
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. I think that, you know, if they go out there, because I don't think they're unbeatable. I'm not going to say talk about the Chargers.
No, I lost last night.
Meaning the Falcons can't beat them.
Oh,
got it. Meaning the Falcons can't beat them. I'm not saying I won't say that. But, you know, the week off. What adjustments have been made as far as scheme? Because you didn't get a new personnel, but maybe you're getting some personnel back.
Yeah.
Maybe, and things like that. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting back half of the season for the Falcons.
Yeah, the unknown stuff for sure. I'm interested to see what it looks like. The stuff that I know, though, like that the Falcons can at least have, I think can, but have run the football in games, that's how you beat the Chargers. That's what the Ravens did last night.
Yeah.
Bijan and Algier have to be really good.
They got to be good.
On Sunday in order to win this game.
I agree with that. But
that's where it all starts and ends.
I think that Kirk Cousins got it.
Oh, for sure.
Go.
But if they're not good, he's not going to be good.
Yeah, but
like, that's.
He got to get going.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. He's had a couple bad games in a row. And then a bye, and hopefully they can reassess and get, you know, whatever was working before, get back to it. But that play action is going to be where it starts against the Chargers defense, who's pretty tough. Anyway, hopefully the Falcons can bounce back and get back in the win column after losing. They've lost 3 out of the last 5. 2 in a row. Don't make it 3 in a row.
Ooh.
All right, we'll come back. College football playoff rankings are going to come out tonight. Give an idea who we think maybe changes spots the most, probably Indiana. And then preview some of these rivalry games coming up this weekend as well. Thanks for being with us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Sports Radio 929.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get into some college football conversation just a couple of minutes from right now as well. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Also, be listening closely. I know we gave away the Post Malone tickets last week, right?
Yes.
We got more tickets to give away this hour. If you're listening for the cue to call, you're going to get a chance to go see Creed's
Hell
Are
Yeah,
You Ready
baby.
Tour. I know there's nobody who's a bigger fan
Hell yeah, baby.
Of Creed's music than you are.
Yeah, man. Not necessarily a big fan. I just like giving away tickets to big Creed fans.
Yo, that's true. You just like...
Yeah.
You're a fan of Creed fans.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. You're a Creed fan?
You're
supposed to say yeah.
I'm not really.
Okay.
No, but I have to... But here's... I think I have to answer that question honestly. I think I was a victim of propaganda. Like, for some reason... I don't know why. Their music's fine. Like, it's very similar to a lot of other music that came out in the era.
Right.
But for whatever reason, it was decided pop culturally that they were lame, and if that you liked them, then you were a dork.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why. Like, because their music, I mean, he's just doing an Eddie Vedder impression.
So
and there's
have,
a lot of bands
they,
that did Eddie Vedder impressions.
Was, I don't know, I don't want to say tarnished before the Jesus people come after me. Scott Stout went to a Christian college. He went to Lee College in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Right.
So they got labeled as a Christian band when they're not really a Christian band.
They're not really. But people, they were labeled as a Christian band, and then I guess that meant that, whatever, like that's not cool or something, or like you couldn't like them. I know, but it's so unfortunate, because like their music, you know, I'm probably not, you know, listening to Creed when I'm driving around.
Right.
But I'm also not listening to a lot of other bands of that time that sound similar, but if their song comes on at a bar, I'm like, oh, remember this song?
Yeah.
But if Creed comes on, you're like... Not Creed.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's bad, man.
I know. It's
music is so funny, man.
It's really unfair.
It's a really funny thing. Like, I saw, my 11-year-old boy, because, Dad, you saw Drake is suing Kendrick Lamar. I was like, huh? Okay, son. Well, you know, I don't really care. Suing for what? For losing a rap battle? And I was like, oh.
What is he suing?
I don't know. But that just brought me back to certain things that I thought about was like, I thought that, you know, you lose a rap, like if he can sue him, if this is true and Drake is suing Kendrick, would Ja Rule try to sue 50?
He should
try to sue 50 Cent.
But that's a similar thing to what we're talking about here. It's like 50 Cent basically told us Ja Rule sucks, don't listen to him. And we were like, okay. Like, I don't know who said that about Creed, but somebody did.
Right.
And then everybody was like, yep, they're They're the Ja Rule of that kind of music.
It sounds like it, man.
I don't know who the 50 Cent was in this scenario. But somebody basically was like, yeah, these guys are 50 suckers. 50
called him a damn wankster. And then all the damn collabs with him and Ashanti where you could groove with your girl
J-Lo,
and everything.
All these
all
songs.
That went away.
Went away. Gone.
Because you called him a wankster.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. To have that kind of power. Well, then, like, you know, Drake, I don't know. I think Drake's probably still going to be fine with his finances and his career and all that. But, like, that's for the probably hasn't been a fun year. You know?
No. I mean,
probably hasn't been a fun year.
Taking an L like that is not fun. No. I don't care.
Yeah. He still has all the money in the bank account and all that kind of stuff. But he was going to have that either way.
Yeah,
he didn't have to take a big L.
He took a hit.
Yeah.
No, there's no denying that. But the suing part is what's throwing me off. It got to be something.
Abe knows. Abe's going to tell us. Our legal expert, Abe Gordon.
Is that a suing? No. That's a suing offense?
Oh, no.
That sounds
That's like the saddest thing.
That sounds real female doggish.
That's such a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Because the thing about it is, his next album that he's dropped is going to trump Kendrick's.
Sure.
Because that's what Drake does. He sells.
Sure, but my thing is, say he wins this lawsuit. Just say, like, in his mind, this plays out. Like, so he wins the lawsuit that Spotify and other streaming companies propped up the streams for whatever reason why they would do that. I don't know. I'm sure there's an argument that I don't understand. But, like, say that happens. Then what? Like, is everyone going to be like, yeah, Drake won now?
I don't know. Well, you know, Dylan will.
But, like, if you got to go to court over it, then, you know, then you lost.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm like, damn.
I never heard of a rap battle ending in litigation.
Let's go,
before.
Ja.
I'm sure they have.
Ja, go get you some of that G-Unit Studio. You know what I mean? Go get you some of that. Damn. Oh, boy.
Too bad.
Suing for softness, huh?
Yeah, because you know you've lost when it's time to sue, right?
Yes.
Wasn't Florida State going to sue the College Football Playoff Committee last year?
Yes, they were.
Like, just don't do this stuff.
Yes.
It just makes you look worse.
Makes you look bad.
When you decide that that's your last course of action, it's the softest thing you can do.
Yeah, like, how do you I don't know. Again, that's a whole other genre of music. And I'm saying whole lifestyle that I keep myself away from other than my 11-year-old boy. He always got to tell me about something. I'm like, all right, dog. You know, I don't really care.
I know. But that means that they're doing their job.
Yeah, it's like, Kendrick's like,
because they don't need you to care.
Yeah.
They need him
to care. Yeah, they're like, oh, he's suing him. I was like, suing him for what? Man, that's the first thing I thought about. Like, did something go down? Because if you think about musicians suing each other, it's usually for copyright infringement.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you sampled a song.
Yeah, sampled a song or something. So that's why I'm thinking, because he said it for Not Like Us. I'm like, he sampled it from Drake or something?
Mm-mm.
Or I know Drake he called him a pedophile. Is that why he was suing him? Like, these are the things I thought he was suing
him about. That's what I thought.
But then
slander, libel, or
the whole thing
like
that Abe said, I was like, oh.
No, he's not suing him for that. Guess he didn't mind
the pedophile.
The allegation of pedophilia. Yeah, not only did I beat you in the rap battle, we also beat you in court, and the streams were real. The amount of people that were listening to that song, I listened to it a lot. I don't know. I'll be honest. I listened to Not Like Us a lot of times.
I'm about bored of it.
Well, sure, now, because you listened to it so many times.
No, I didn't listen to anything.
But it was everywhere.
I think it was
unavoidable.
I think I was like the fifth time, I was like, all right, cool.
Well, they played it five times in a row at that concert
exactly.
that he did.
I was like, all right, I'm good now.
I was like, are they going to do it again? He's going to play it at the Super Bowl. Like, that's going to happen.
I don't doubt it.
It's going to happen at halftime.
I don't doubt it. But that should be a lot of fun. That should be a lot of fun.
Tough.
Because they had 24. Obviously, the College Football Playoffs that comes out today. And Heather Dennis knows more about this than any freaking body. I'm trying to see her.
Why does she have a Gonzaga sweatshirt on?
I think she might have went there.
Bias.
Yeah, she biased again with a Gonzaga sweatshirt.
Anti-Washington bias,
but,
probably.
Like, her rankings, where is that? That's Georgia, Tennessee playing each other again first.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ohio State and Arizona State. Ohio State going to get an easy ass.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Whoever ends up with that fifth seed
is
going to find themselves with a really nice path.
Yeah.
Because the first game they play will be at home against the 12 seed, which would be Boise State or Arizona State or whatever, some team that they can definitely beat. And then the second game will be against that fourth team. And
that could be not BYU. That could be Boise State,
though. Could be Boise State. Could be the ACC team.
Yeah.
Whoever. But, yeah, like, that's a whole new rink. I think, was it Brett McMurphy brought this up yesterday, was this is now the first time that we're going to talk about path. Because we talk about it in the NCAA tournament all the time.
Right.
It's like they got a favorable path. Yeah. They got to play near their home campus, or they got to play this team, which was a good matchup,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Now you're going to have this in the college football playoff where it's like, you know, you might be penalized for being the 2 seed or something like that, or being the 8 seed or whatever it is. Like, it's a whole different wrinkle that we haven't considered before. Still football to be played before we get there. Obviously, there's rivalry games this weekend, and then there's championship games the weekend after that. I'm interested to see how Indiana is handled tonight. I think they benefit from a couple of things.
Who benefits more from what happened with Alabama? They do. Alabama and Ole
Miss. Well, Tennessee benefits
the Tennessee
most.
Well, Tennessee benefits because they get back in. But I'm talking about as far
get bumped
as
up
teams
and
dropping.
Definitely don't have to play in the conference championship.
About them dropping.
Indiana, they would be if all the teams that were supposed to win last weekend would have won.
Yes, Indiana would be out.
They'd be behind all three of those.
I agree with that. Now, and just like, you know, when we were talking to Mikey, like, I don't think Indiana is better than a 3-loss Alabama team. But who knows?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what I keep saying. Well, who knows?
I don't know.
You know?
Like, I don't think I know what you're saying. And I think if Indiana played Alabama, I would pick Alabama to win.
Alabama would be favored.
You know what?
But they'd take care of business.
Enough with them. Yeah, and a lot of times, too. Like, they scored 3 points the last game they played. You know what I mean? So, like, we do this thing where it's like, yeah, Alabama, because they had that great first half against Georgia, and they played really well against LSU, and I don't know what that means, really, because how good is LSU even? You know what I mean? Like, the benefit of the doubt afforded to some of these teams based just on being Alabama, mm-hmm, or just on being whoever, lasts a long time. Like, I don't know. They don't get it anymore. They scored 3 points against Oklahoma on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Indiana could definitely beat them. Like, I don't say that they would, but there's a chance that they could beat them if they played. You know what I mean?
I got you.
It's not like years past
I wouldn't pick them.
I wouldn't pick them either, but if Indiana beat them, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't think the way college football has been this year, nothing surprises me about it.
Don't excuse Alabama.
I would never excuse Alabama.
Mean?
I don't give a damn that Alabama's out.
They're getting this like, college football is crazy. Yeah, Alabama also has played bad many times this year.
Yes, you don't have any argument with me from that. I'm just, but that goes back to something I said before. It's like brand name. Because as much as you want to talk about that, people rather see Alabama than Indiana.
Probably, yeah.
Come on now.
I think you're right.
That's all I'm saying is that people want to, now, not saying they deserve to be in over Indiana like that. I'm just saying what the consumer wants and what the college football committee wants, mm-hmm, is that they want the brands more or less than anybody else. Like, we can talk about Arizona State. It's a great story. Nobody wants to see Arizona State get mollywopped against in the damn horseshoe.
No, no one wants to see that. No one wants to see that.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, if you're looking at her ranking in the bracket, she got Georgia and Tennessee playing again. But, I mean, it had to change probably.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. You want to see that? You want to see Penn State, Indiana again? They haven't played yet.
I would love to see that.
SMU going to, I don't know. I don't know if they would get destroyed by Nebraska. I mean, by Notre Dame.
I don't know either. Yeah. Again, and there's going to be, that's the other thing about this. Like, there's going to be those games in the first round of this thing that you're like, oh, that's kind of a weird matchup that I'm not that interested in.
Right.
But you'll watch it.
Yeah, of course you're going to watch it. And the thing with SMU is, like, there is not a team of their elk or their caliber who is going to benefit more from the NIL if they keep winning.
Yeah, that's right.
Because them oil billionaire dudes, people, I should say, are waiting to spend their money on that football team. Mm-hmm. We all know about that money ain't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. It just was passed down to probably sons and grandsons and everything like
that's
that.
That's why they were totally fine with not getting a piece of the ACC pie for however many years. Yeah. They're like, sure, I don't care.
We're in the ACC.
We're in the ACC.
Yeah.
That means we get an automatic bid if we win the conference.
Exactly.
So that's what we want.
Yeah.
Because if we get in and then we keep winning, we got all these oil guys
that are waiting.
That cannot wait to dip into that checkbook. They don't even write checks. Whatever.
Wires.
Send us money to get these guys.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. That's why with the way that things are shifting, SMU is going to benefit great in this new landscape.
Yes.
Oregon has been benefiting because of the way that they've leaned into their brand and their money, but they're going to benefit even more from it because Phil Knight's pocketbooks are endless, and he's going to spend every dollar he has to try to win a national championship before he dies. Clock's ticking, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty old.
Yeah, him and Jerry, man. Him and Jerry are in a race to the grave, right? Okay? They are.
Trying to get one before the Grim Reaper shows up. Oregon's a hell of a lot closer than Dallas.
Finalist for awards, Andy Thornton. He's a finalist for the Ray Guy Award. He should win as the best punter. And
the only problem is he doesn't punt much.
He don't punt much. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the tackle against Tennessee saved
just enough.
Saved just enough.
That should be enough.
And the finalist for Biletnikoff, Travis Hunter. I wonder if he's going to be finalist for the Thorpe Award.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And I'm curious if he'll be finalist for the Thorpe Award too.
And then who were the other two? There was a guy from San Jose State who I hadn't heard of.
I didn't see that. I just saw Travis Hunter.
And then there was one other receiver who I
was. Was the boy from Arizona?
Yes, that's right. It was McMillan from Arizona.
So let's see. Travis Hunter is a finalist for the Begnerick Award, the Biletnikoff, the Maxwell Award, and the Hornhung, and obviously the Heisman.
Yeah.
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 Because, I mean,
we haven't spent a while.
But that's the thing about it. It's because now you're at this point of the season where, and you know how I feel about people catching strays to try to make – tear down another player when they both have a great – because it's the whole thing with the boy from Boise State and him now. You see a lot of – all Travis does is play a lot of plays. And like, oh, well, he plays at Boise State. They don't play anybody. Like, come on, man.
Come on, they're both incredible.
They're both incredible freaking players.
Yeah.
This dude rushed for 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Watch him play.
Watch him play. Dude is awesome.
I would say the same thing about Travis Hunter. If your argument is all he does is play a lot of plays, you know what he does in those plays?
He's awesome.
He scores touchdowns. Yeah. He gets interceptions and locks up wide receivers and makes incredible football plays
because
he's an incredible football player. People are haters, Randy.
Yeah, they are, man.
You know who's not, though? Not a hater? Us.
No, we got to have haters. I got time to hate, man.
That's why caller number 6 right now is going to be rewarded. You're going to go see Creed.
Yeah, baby.
Courtesy of me and Randy.
Let's do it.
We're not stopping there, though. You're also going to see special guest Three Doors Down. They're going to be there. You know this.
Hell yeah, I know this.
Yeah.
This is oh my God. I'm just trying to think what, because it was on one of them shows. Like, I think it was on
Oh, yeah.
On, this is the One Tree Hill song right here.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is it, yeah.
By the way, if you're a One Tree Hill fan out there and you're scrolling Netflix thinking to yourself.
My wife said it sucked.
It's the worst movie ever.
Because I asked her, I was like, babe, because she said she put us out in the living room one day because she wanted to watch a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And so she was, and I asked her, because y'all talked about it. I said,
babe, you watched it?
She said it sucked.
It's the, like.
Yeah.
And I, without being too over the top, it's the worst movie that I've watched in 10 years.
Now, I got a question for you.
My wife said
it was awful. She said she knows why you hate it. She said Lucas was naked.
We didn't even make it that far.
Oh, yeah, because she was like, you know how he goes, she was like, yeah, because you know. Yeah, Andy hated it because Lucas was naked.
I don't care about that.
So I was like, I don't care.
I'll get naked.
Hell yeah.
If Lucas gets the mood going, who am I to complain? Caller number 6 right now. We probably already have caller number 6. You're going to go see Creed, courtesy of me and Randy, and me and Randy alone. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, congratulations to Christian.
Yeah.
Christian is going to see Creed. That's kind of funny based on the conversation we just had about him.
You taking your son?
Yeah, Christian, by the way, is a faithful listener to the Midday Show. No bias. We don't know who's calling. We didn't cheat.
Yeah.
But that's Kyle Pitts' dad.
Yeah.
He calls in sometimes. Yeah, maybe him and Kyle will go see Creed.
Maybe. You never know, dog. Because we know what's funny because we talked about when I first walked in this morning. Like, Mac Brown. They, I guess, you know, Mac probably got some info. As far as I was like, Mac, are you staying? Mac Brown said, yeah, I'm staying. I'm not going anywhere. I plan on coaching in 2025.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say where.
Fair enough.
He didn't say where.
Yeah.
Because coming out this morning, it looks like North Carolina's like, hey, dog. Either you retire or we're going to fire you.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't seem like he wanted to retire.
So they're firing him.
They're going to fire him.
But he gets to coach the game this weekend against NC State. And I guess maybe a bowl game if they win it, if they're bowl eligible. But, yeah, I don't know. It seems like this could have been avoided.
It does.
You know, like Mac Brown's obviously a legend in UNC football history. His second stint there hasn't gone as great.
He had some cool players his first round.
As it did the first time, but it still went okay the first time. And I'm like, you know, they've had some good guys over the last handful of years.
Really good quarterbacks.
Really good quarterbacks.
Yeah, man.
But like, I know they had that terrible loss to JMU earlier in the year where they gave up 70. And he had hinted at maybe like walking away then. And they were like, no, don't do it. But I just don't. I don't know how things get so sideways to where they can't figure it out behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. But I think I'm more. I think it's Mac.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think it's Mac. Well, like,
and he has. Yeah. I think has the more cachet in the scenario to sort of do it like this. But it just kind of sucks that he's going out like this.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, we're just going to fire.
We're going to fire your ass. Yeah, you don't want to leave. You want to leave, Grandpa Mac? All right, we're going to fire you.
Yeah, because like historically, you know. Again, I don't know why you can't talk it out, figure it out. Historically, you just give a guy like Mac Brown a job in the athletic department.
Yeah.
Just make him the associate athletic director or something like that.
Chapel Hill's a nice place to stay.
It's a great place to stay. It's a beautiful university.
Yeah.
And it's not also, like, no offense, but not like the proudest football history, you know? So it's not like, you know, giving him an associate athletic director job is going to stand in the way of getting some other big name coach. I don't know who they're going after. Jamie Chadwell's name's been out there. I saw Dan Mullen potentially. I don't know. I don't know who goes there next. But like, it's just weird. It's weird that a legend like that in the history of their football program, this is how it's ended.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. And it's because of Mac.
Yeah. Because of Mac.
Yeah. He want to be stubborn and suckers. And I don't blame him. Maybe he gets more money if he's, you know.
Maybe they just promote Jeff Collins.
To do what?
To the head coach.
Have you seen that defense?
I have, yeah. They gave up 70 points to James Madison.
Have you seen that defense?
70 in a game. And they scored 50 and lost.
Yep.
They scored 50 to a Power 5 school and lost the game.
You score 50 and lose, and the other team has 70.
You should get fired right then.
Right then.
And he tried to quit, I think. And they're like, nah, stay till the end of the year. And then they're like, never mind, don't stay till the end of the year.
You can go.
No, wait, you're fired, but actually stay till the end of the year. Just, yeah, poorly handled by the UNC Athletic Department. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Mike Tyson still finding ways to get paid. So, not necessarily off of the Tyson-Jake Paul fight, but rather the pre-show when Mike was doing the interview with his brother, and then turned around and they flashed down to Mike wearing a jock strap. Well, apparently the folks over at Kings of Hustler, which is a ranch in the Las Vegas area, one of the biggest ones.
Yeah. One of the freak ranches,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Apparently they liked Mike's buttocks enough to where they are offering Mike $125,000 to host their Christmas gathering in a hammock and like a, you know, jockstrap type.
I saw their t-shirt.
You did?
Yeah, I saw their t-shirt.
Somebody had Mike's ass on the t-shirt.
Yeah, they make an Mike ass t-shirt.
Ass t-shirt?
Yeah, man.
I don't think I'm going to get one.
No. I draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, it's the line.
I don't know where the line is, but a Mike Tyson t-shirt, but it's his face.
Yeah. Or like maybe, you know, like him in a fight or something like that.
I got that.
With you know, boxing shorts on.
Yeah.
So, $25,000 just to accept the invitation. Then if he shows up in the banana hammock and...
So he's got to host a Christmas party in a jockstrap with prostitutes for $125,000.
Now, Cam
just
Soto...
made $20 million.
I don't see no downside.
Yeah, do it. I mean, yeah.
Cam
why
Soto,
would you not?
Who is the website that offered a check to Haley Welch, has also offered...
Haley Welch is the Hawk Tua girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Also offered Mike Tyson $250,000 for 1 hour. Now, what he's going to be doing in this hour, they have not put it out any details. I guess you can only imagine.
Yeah,
I don't
know
if you want
to. You know what Cam Soto is.
Yeah.
Or at least.
So, there you go, Mike.
I do.
Cash him checks.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I don't know that he's going to do either one of those.
I don't.
But I would. In my younger days, I would have hosted a Christmas party in a banana hammock.
Yeah, why not?
For $125,000.
Yeah, of course.
And I think
sign me up.
I'd probably do it now, too. It'd be a conversation.
It would be a conversation.
I would be happy to do it.
For that amount of money, man.
But it would have to be a conversation.
Look, you can even attend and just make sure that everything.
Yeah, she's invited. She can come.
So, Randy, always think about you when I hear anything that Shannon Sharp says about actually being a tight end in the NFL, because both of y'all played in the era of the NFL when you had to be hard to catch footballs. So here is Shannon Sharp with Beast Mode talking about going over the middle to catch footballs in the NFL and how it's different now.
They punished the receiver. When they came out with this rule, guys, they said defenseless receiver. I said, how is he defenseless? He got helmet and shoulder pads on. What the hell he thought he was going to, a picnic or a barbecue?
That nigga heard hype just like I did.
Yes. I said, I wish I could have had that kind of protection. That's why you see guys go across the middle, catching it with one hand, smiling at the camera. They doing all that stuff because there are no consequences or repercussions for bringing your ass across that middle.
Well, you had
to pay a price. You had to pay toll to go across the middle because they were going to punish you whether you caught the ball or not.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a different NFL, and we know this.
I don't have a problem with it. They should, because we know more now.
He's absolutely correct. Like, some of the hardest hits I've ever taken was coming across the middle and not getting the ball. You know, a linebacker looks you up. Or I remember Ray hit me so damn hard in the ribs one time, and I was just running a small drag route to open up the window for the F post, and he just, I mean, he, like, plastered. Like, that's those what are you talking about? It wasn't no defenseless. But defenseless what? Like you said, you got on a uniform, I got a uniform.
I love that line.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're going to a picnic?
Yeah, dog. But yeah,
you got helmet and shoulder pads on. It's like you're around.
That's your defense.
One of the worst hits I've ever taken in my damn life were hits that were – I was not the intended receiver, and I'm just running across the middle.
That's what I was going to ask you, if the hit you took against from Ray
I was literally running a clear route to open up the window for Wes, and Ray just took my ass out. Now, Ray would have, like, backed up a little bit. He would have picked it off. No, he's going to hit me. He knocked the head. Caught me. And I'm the worst one when you don't see him.
If he did that this Sunday, what would he get? Flag or what?
I don't know, because they can still look. You can still look up draggers and stuff, right? But I don't know if you could just come down and hit them like that.
Yeah. No. They probably call some sort of
pass interference.
Defenseless, or and if you get unlucky and your helmet comes anywhere near his helmet, you might even get kicked out.
He might get kicked out.
So I don't know if y'all saw the Manning cast last night. I love the Manning cast. They had the Wilson brothers, Luke and Owen Wilson.
Which one of those?
What's that?
Which one of those?
Zoolander.
So they're the ones, yeah.
Is that the one with the crooked nose?
They both, yes.
Okay.
That's the older one. Okay. That's Owen.
Owen, yeah.
Okay.
So there's Owen and Luke. They always have the same facial expressions. I think that they're always just on the CBD having a good time. And that's what they looked like last night. Luke decided that he thought that he looks like a Harbaugh and Owen looks like a Manning, which he kind of has a point. Owen has blonde hair. Sure. So he asked him, what do you think your Manning name would be?
Guys, I've always felt that I think that Owen kind of looks more like a Manning, where I feel like I might look more like a Harbaugh, where it could be like a lost Harbaugh.
I take that as a compliment.
Like Stu Harbaugh, special teams genius. Well, Owen, what do you think your Manning brother name would be, Owen?
Dusty Manning.
I see him more as a Jasper.
I like both of those. I'm gonna tell my parents so they can pop out a couple more: a Dusty and a Jasper. I love that.
I don't know if we need
you to tell your parents that. Hayden.
I don't know if it's possible. You know what I mean? They're not young. Cool idea though, because it was the Harbaugh Bowl, mm-hmm. Manning cast. Mm-hmm. Let's get another set of brothers on there too, so that you just have all the brothers talking.
Yeah,
I like those guys. Like, they just always talk like that.
100%.
They just sound like they always sound. Every movie, mm-hmm. every interview, like, they basically play the same character.
Same kind of character.
Yeah, it's like, they're just kind of quirky, funny guys, and so they just play those characters in every movie.
They can only play in romantic comedies.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
So, Eli even told Owen that he was trying to, you know, he wanted to do the Hey Mom, More Meatloaf when Will Ferrell was on there. He told Owen that he was trying to impersonate his most famous line. And it was
wow.
So apparently Urban Meyer has a thing with not remembering people's names or knowing who people are. So here's a quick one of Owen when he was playing on the sideline on a team of Urban Meyer, some kind of celebrity softball flag football game or something like that.
Video, you with Coach Meyer.
It's Owen.
Who are you?
Yeah.
How do I know you?
Yeah. I'm on your team.
Damn.
Do you think Coach knows who you are now?
I still don't think he did.
Didn't Vrabel tell the same story?
So to follow up with that, the guest they had in the fourth quarter was indeed Mike Vrabel.
I can see how he might not know who an actor is. Yeah, he might not know who every actor is.
He may not, you know, watch a whole bunch of movies, and especially rom-coms. Right.
But Mike Vrabel.
A guy that actually coached for him?
You know, I can relate with Owen Wilson earlier. And, you know, Urban Meyer asked him, do I know you? And Urban and Meyer, I was coaching the Titans. He was coaching the Jaguars, and he actually said the same thing to me. I said, "Yeah, I'm the head coach for the Titans, and I worked for you for 2 years."
Yeah, I don't believe that.
That's just Urban being a jerk, probably.
That's just like his line.
Yeah. Okay, that seems like that's his line right there. Like, I was like,
"Who are you?"
Brave worked for him.
He was on his staff for two years.
Yeah, I thought Brave was on his staff and everything.
Also, like a fairly well known NFL football player.
Yeah, man, it must have Urban. Urban.
Yeah.
And then you come in contact with so many people, though. I mean, you're bound to forget.
You do. You come in contact, and I just don't believe that one bit.
No, I just think Urban Meyer's kind of a jerk, probably. And
that's even worse.
That's his joke.
He seems like he is, though. And I don't know Urban, but yeah, he just, I don't know.
Yeah. Not high on my list of, you know.
Mac Jones released a statement, Andy. Said, why not? It's the perfect time.
Mac Brown.
With which I imagine going out. No time would ever be perfect. What would you think they were going to do, dog?
Well, I think if they would have agreed on it, he would have coached one more game, and then they mutually part ways.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how that doesn't happen.
But guess what I'm saying? Mac.
Yeah, Mac messed it up.
Yeah.
Mac was like, actually, no, I still want to coach.
No, man,
this program's going in the wrong direction.
And you're the head of it.
Yeah, you're. No offense, you're a legend. A legend is a nice way of saying another thing. old.
Yes. It's a nice way of saying
it. It's a nice way of saying old. You're old. And so we got to go a different way. We got to get some youth in here.
Is OG, is that?
It depends on who's saying it and when they say it.
All right.
Same with Unk.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Did you get called OG this weekend?
I did.
Yep.
I did.
It's a term of endearment.
I believe it was because of who said it.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, man, no damn OG. But I kind of am, Andy.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't say it. But I'm not a big Unk fan.
Okay.
I'm not a big Unk fan.
All right. Well, I'll tell everyone.
Yeah, not a big Unk fan.
Hey, guys, don't call Randy Unk.
But you know they are now.
Dang it.
Because they're a bunch of, you know what?
Everybody's a goofball. Everybody's an Urban Meyer out there. Want to be funny. Don't call Randy Unk. He doesn't like it. Just call him OG.
I don't say I like the OG part.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
I said I liked it at the point, but I don't got no OG.
What would you prefer?
Randy?
Definitely
what
not.
What about
sir?
Hell no.
You got sir on Saturday.
I got sir. Sir and OG.
Wouldn't you rather thank you, OG, than thank you, sir?
Oh, it just sounds so weird.
But I mean, if somebody calls you OG, that's respect. If somebody calls you sir, they just means you're older than them.
Yeah. Both.
Both. Yeah, both. All right, we'll come back. Final hour of the day coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.